Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time for you to let them stand.
As I'm a rhythm section, bring this back. ARS 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Deb Calvert is our guest. She is the author of Discover Questions Get You Connected, and also Stop Selling and Start Leading. She's a certified sales coach, and that's what she does for her folks. We're talking about a little bit of a variation on that theme, and that's dealing with customers, customer care, especially dealing with customers, and making sure that whenever something happens, if it has to happen, and things do, no matter how hard you try, things come up, things go bump in the night, things break, people let you down. What do you do about it? Do you let it hang on and get worse, or do you, because you're risk averse, you're conflict averse, or do you go ahead and deal with it? And Deb, one of my favorite things to try to do over the years, and it's not easy, but I've learned that if I see a problem that's going to happen, and I can't stop it, I'll be the first one to. I'd rather call my customer and tell them, "Hey, you don't know this yet, but we're about to have a problem, and I wanted you to know before anybody." I'll call them in advance. What do you think?
I think that is a best practice. That humility that you show is something that the customer can respond to. That's going to certainly minimize their fear when it happens and you didn't tell them. It's going to increase their trust because of your upfront understanding of how it was going to matter to them. And I think it also it suggests the humility. And with everything we're talking about here, there's a certain level of humility. Customer comes at you with negative feedback, well, humility says that's a learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. So instead of deflecting, denying, debating,
right,
you know, you listen.
Or getting angry. You know, there's an old saying, no news is good news. When it comes to customer care, I think that's wrong. No news is bad news. I tell my employees, I tell anybody who's working with me, I can handle bad news. I can't handle no news. What do you
think? That's a great way of looking at things. I absolutely agree. And to be able to say, when there is no feedback coming, to be able to say, hey, we've been working together a while now. What could I be doing differently that would make this an even stronger relationship? Mm-hmm. Open the door. Invite some feedback.
Well, I agree. And of course, sometimes what we do, and it's everyone's nature to do this, to say, well, you know, things are going along good. I think I won't rock the boat. You know, why would I go asking for problems if there are no problems? But you can do that in a way without turning it into a gripe session. You can just say, hey, we're just checking in. We want to make sure things are going well. How are we doing so far? Right? And because if there is a little nitty thing that this is on their mind, then you find out about it, you fix it, and it doesn't turn into something that'll take you down.
Well, it's better for you to figure it out and keep the customer than for your competitor to ask a question that reveals it, magnifies it, and loses the business for you.
Right.
So always be proactive.
Well, that's exactly right. What else should we look at? And at the heart of this thing is finding a way not to be averse to conflict. Don't turn everything you don't like, everything that might cause a furrowed brow on a customer, don't turn everything into a conflict, right?
Right, right. Listen and be open and receptive. And let's talk about the risk, too. So there's the conflict, and the same sort of mindset is important anytime you have a business decision to make. If you are feeling like it's risky, and if you are catastrophizing, especially if you find yourself spinning and worrying about the worst-case scenario, here's what I recommend. I recommend that you think about, if I take this action, what's the worst case? Or if I take this action, what's the best case?
Mm-hmm.
But then do the second part of this equation. If I don't take any action on this, what's the worst case and what's the best case. And be proportionate. If you go way to one extreme on worst case, be equally outrageous on the other side of it,
right,
so that you're proportionate. And then you've got four scenarios, and your decision-making is going to become more clear than just the runaway emotion made it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, and especially with customers, I keep coming back to this because I think this is where we're most vulnerable. You know, contact the customer, if you especially if you can do it in advance. Just say, hey, George, I just wanted you to know that we may have a problem making this delivery. Would you like for me to do this alternative thing and have it standing by or whatever? Let them be with the news, even if it's bad news, let them help you. You know what? I've had this happen, Deb. I've had this happen, and they've said, you know what? Turns out we don't even need that today. Don't worry about it.
Right. But you not doing anything and just worrying and worrying about it burns up a lot of time and energy.
Right.
So why bother it? You know, just mm-hmm. go talk mm-hmm. about it. Have an open dialogue. That's partnership.
How many times, though, have you known people who would get a call from a customer and they wouldn't even call them back because they assumed there was something wrong?
Absolutely.
If you got
there's
that problem, you probably
like
need to go get a job somewhere, don't you?
or get a coach that's going to work you through it so that you can develop the understanding of that impact.
Right.
People think too smallly. They think, okay, well, I'm going to lose this one customer, so I might as well not even bother.
Right.
You
can't abandon problems. They'll just come back on you bigger. We're going to talk some more about this. I want to talk about how do we get our employees to think this way after the break with our good friend Deb Calvert. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.